here with Bison sophomore defensive tackle Keenan Wilson. You guys are off to a hot start this season. How would you assess how the defense is playing now as you guys are officially at the midway point?
I think pretty good. You know, I mean, obviously some stuff still to clear up and fine tune before, you know, these next coming games. But, you know, I think everything's coming together, turnovers and such, and just playing together as a whole. So
I know last season, you know, a guy that's you're learning, trying to kind of, you know, drinking out of a fire hose, probably for lack of a better term. But now this season, whether you look at transfers, guys graduating, you have a bigger role on this defense. Where are you at as a player development-wise defensively, being a part of that code green?
I mean, you know, I'm taking the steps in the right direction for sure. I feel like I feel that, but, you know, I'm nowhere where I want to be. I'm not done growing and developing and competing. So, you know, just taking every game, every practice, lift, whatever it is, just every opportunity to get better. So
the last couple of weeks, top 20-ish type teams in the country, whether it was Southern Illinois, Illinois State, just big Valley games as a whole. You guys have seemed to really latch down in the second half. Do you think that's more predicated on you guys making adjustments as a defense? Is the offense taking control more? Is it a little bit of everything?
You know, I think it's our mentality of just, you know, finishing everything. You know, we're a four-quarter team, overtime, doesn't matter. We're gonna do what we're set to do, and that's to win. So, you know, we're determined, no matter who's we're facing against, could be whoever, but, you know, we're gonna try to get the job done.
This last weekend, whether you look at stat lines or not, you know, forcing fumbles, recovering fumbles, things of those sorts, how exciting is it to be a guy that's in the middle like that, but then also being able to reap some of those benefits with those fumbles?
You know, it's fun. I look forward to, you know, seeing my teammates celebrate, whether that's Oliver Luck with the interception, you know, really happy for him. Toby recovering a fumble, Duty recovering a fumble, Darius forcing one, and Duffy too. I mean, it's fun, man.
This weekend, you guys got Indiana State, another really big matchup, regardless of records, anything of that sort. It's Valley play. What do you think defensively is going to be the biggest key for you guys to get out there and come out with a victory?
I think just honestly, just juice, coming out with juice. You know, we're not expecting a lot of fans to be there, you know, from in Indiana State side and maybe some of the Bison side. But I think just coming out with juice, coming out with a get-to mentality and just be ready to attack the game will be set to go. So.
Last thing in closing, you had mentioned it. It might be the lowest attended game so far you guys have had this season. How do you create energy on that road sideline, knowing that there might be, you know, less than 100 people on your sideline? It's going to be pretty darn quiet. You might be able to hear cars passing by.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just having fun, you know, every Saturday, just going out with your guys, man, going out with your brothers and playing a really fun game. So I think that's just the juice we need, just yelling, screaming, just energy from everything. So.